All right, y'all. Hey. Okay, now listen, y'all. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about, honey. Okay? So I decided that I would take my little time out and talk about it with y'all now. You ready? Ready? Okay. Okay, this is the deal. Now we've been talking about, we do, honey, I do the gossip in the morning. We do the celebrity gossip and all that other good stuff, honey. So I want to talk about some of this stuff, honey, that's really just been not so much been bothering me, but I want to finish talking about it right now. In particular, honey, I'm gonna start off with, honey, Jussie Smollett. Okay, y'all. Now we know Jussie Smollett, honey. Allegedly, y'all, he was attacked. They're saying that he, these guys allegedly. Is there somebody on my nose? Just check my nose. But anyway. Now he said, child, that he was, somebody grabbed him, put a noose around his neck and all that. So, but now they saying, y'all, that the reporters are saying that Jussie did turn his telephone in. But they're saying, y'all, that he didn't turn the records, whatever the records, the redated or redacted records or what happened. People are still asking the question, child, did this girl get raped? Or did she get mugged? Or did somebody attack him? Because people are not believing the story. Now my thing is, honey, it's a little sketchy. Or what have you, child. But I tell you what, honey, if this girl really didn't get attacked, honey, or it didn't happen the way she said it happened, these people gonna really eat his lunch, honey. She won't be on Empire no more, or won't be singing those songs no more, or doing stuff because, like I said, at 2 o'clock, you get off a plane, baby, then you go to the Subway, honey, get you something to eat. And then, child, honey, somebody attack you, child, and leave the noose, and you go, honey, show up somewhere with a noose around your neck, and these girls they pour bleach all over you and stuff like that. Child, they just like, honey, this girl, this ain't cute. We're not believing you. And I believe Jussie. He said, they said he cooperated with the phone, honey. He did cooperate, and honey. Now they're saying, because this is what it's saying, honey, because I want to make sure, because I like Jussie. Now they're saying that, how long ago, honey? They said he explained the reason for the cover. They said, now in a statement, honey, that was released to the media, honey, the ref for Jussie in regard to the privacy of others. Oh! Now say in the privacy of others, honey. So now that means, baby, this girl probably had some dick pics or something, honey, in her phone or something they probably just didn't want to show them. Well, I'm not mad at that, but they said, child, Jussie is the victim here, which has been stated by the superintendent of police. Jussie has voluntarily provided his phone records from within an hour of the attack to Chicago police and what have you, honey. But that explains right now. Now, they're saying about it being redacted. What in the hell is redacted, honey? I'm going to have to look that up, child. But they say any redacted information was intended to protect the privacy of personal contacts or high-profile individuals not relevant to the attack. Chicago police have not told us that they are rejecting any records, nor have they expressed concerns about the records to us. Therefore, we don't feel compelled to be baited into responding to uncorroborated press reports. We are dealing directly with the Chicago police. So, in the sense of, I guess he did have the right, child, not to, I guess, you don't want to turn in, I'm not. If you got some stuff in your phone that was private and some girl, my thing is this, honey. He could have just said, okay, listen, y'all just need to check this apart because I'm sure they want to release, Oprah's number or whoever number he had in the phone, honey, or whatever, child. I don't know, honey, but it's just, Oh, that's what it means, Rochelle. It means remove. Okay, so girl, if this girl removed some things out of her phone, and they're going to think, child, you might remove, honey, some more important stuff that shouldn't have been removed. But I still say it could have been some dick pics or something like that. Cause, every girl has some dick pics in her phone, child. So, I mean, if these girls, honey, robbed and took my phone, honey, God knows what you'll see. But I'm a Christian. So I don't think, honey, honey. So that, I don't know, child. But anyway, let's keep Jussie lifted up in our prayers, child, because honey, this is right now, they give this girl the blues. And nobody wants the blues, honey. So, But anyway, we're going to pray on that, child. Now, y'all know, what's his name, honey? 21 Savage, or the 21 Savage, child, he was released. Now, 21 Savage was released because this girl, honey, got out of jail, honey, and got on a helicopter or plane with his mama, and he flying back to London or wherever he's from, child. Now, my thing is, girl, honey, now, if you were able to do that, honey, when you got out of jail, why you didn't just fly back, girl, honey, and get your little blue card or your green card updated, and then you came back to the country? You could have came right back, honey, and just went ahead, honey, and became a citizen, and you and your children, and y'all could have lived a happy life, honey, here in Black Atlanta. But no, girl, you didn't have time to go get your records done, and now these girls have to arrest you, child, and you going home, get to go to pen for a few weeks, and then you get to go home. But then they may not let you back. But what I don't like about this situation, girl, he got to pay all this money. Them damn lawyers is ripping his ass off, and I know doggone well those lawyers, honey, are not cheap. And like they say, honey, you know, these girls can't, poor girls can't afford no lawyer like this here. But child, honey, you spending all this money on, you got to hurry up and go do some concerts. Because I know damn well, honey, nobody had that much unlimited coins to be sitting around to, honey, to get themselves out of trouble, number one. And then, child, you got to go back, you know, to, come back. You want to stay here in the States and stuff or whatever. But my thing is, honey, I mean, we got to play for 21 Savage because, child, that's not a good look. But nevertheless, honey, we're going to see how that all turn out. How long you going to fly away and then when you come back, child? But anyway, honey. Yeah, honey. Yeah, so he out, but honey, we're gonna see how long he's gonna be out, child. And speaking of out, y'all know Mystical out, honey. So I guess, honey, the girls in Louisiana, baby, gonna be locking their purses and locking their pussies too. Because Mystical out, child. You know, Mystical don't play, baby. He was friends with, who's the president, allegedly. He liked to grab the pussy. So, child, y'all better watch it, baby, honey. Mystical is back, boo. Yes, ma'am, honey. So we're gonna watch that. Now I don't know if Jay-Z got him out or not. Jay-Z was up front, but I don't know if he got him out or not, child. But nevertheless, he is out. But we're gonna see, child. Jay-Z needs to go ahead and make friends with Damon Dash. Now, Jay-Z and Damon Dash was friends for a long time. They need to just go ahead on and be friends and leave that alone. Now Damon Dash said, honey, he was acting up because of Aaliyah. But shit, I thought Aaliyah been dead now for almost a decade, and you still was feeling that, child. I don't know, but nevertheless, whatever the situation may be, we just want everybody to get along, child, because it just, you know, just be, you know, we got to all get along, honey. Just get along. That's all. So, speaking of getting along, honey, I need Nicki Minaj, honey, and Oral B, Cardi B, honey. These girls need to go ahead and get it together, honey. And go ahead on and do this little concert. Go ahead and do the BET experience. Get this together. Miss, first of all, honey, I think, honey, Miss Nicki Minaj, honey, this girl needs to pump the brakes, child, because, honey, my thing, honey, girl, look, you can't win every damn thing. You cannot win everything, honey. Everybody can't win everything, honey. You know, everybody want to be a winner, but somebody got to be a loser. And my thing is, girl, you call those diva shots, girl, because let me tell y'all something, baby. This thing called entertainment and career is not forever. It's not forever at all, honey, because you are here today and gone this afternoon, child. Not tomorrow, but maybe this afternoon. So these girls, child, need to get together, honey, and just call it a day, child. Because all that acting about, well, honey, this is what I want to be, this, and I'm not going to do it. Girl, please, honey, it's not that serious. It is not that serious, child. Not at all. Not that serious. So girl, just get together, honey. Just do the right thing, honey, and, you know, let it go. Perform, girl. Get your damn check, honey. Because in a minute, baby, honey, y'all girls, all this, honey, fighting and carrying on, child. And who going to be this and who going to do that? And them ain't going to do that, child, baby. Baby, En Vogue going to be back on the scene, child. And ain't none of y'all going to be doing nothing because we love En Vogue. Even though those girls can't get along neither. So, but, child, it's just a mess, honey. Now, I was watching Steve Harvey today. Now we talked about this, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago about with the Monique situation and the Steve Harvey thing. Okay, Miss Monique was on Steve Harvey today, child. And Steve, what he's basically trying to do is get Monique back together to be friends again because he said she was blackballed. Now he wants this girl, honey, to be friends with Miss Okra and honey, Tyler Perry and what's his name, Lee Daniels and somebody else, child. And my thing is, you know, that's all okay, but honey, I understand what Miss Monique said, child. You know, girl, this girl, honey, she got her reasons why she going through what she going through. She got her reasons, girl, why, you know, that she said some of the things she said about him. So, but Steve said that, you know, she need to get it together. Well, she going to get it together, honey, but Miss Monique going to get together in her own time. And, you know, honey, you know, well, I mean, Steve, he didn't so much get her ass together, honey, but she said what she had to say, too. So, you know, because my thing is, child, this girl is a grown woman, and she feels how she feels, and, you know, hey, it is what it is, child. So, you know, And they, like they said, they brothers and sisters. So hopefully, you know, they all get along, honey. And, you know, child, just let it go. Just let it go. Because Miss Monique's about to do her residency, honey, in Las Vegas. So hopefully, you know, she gets it together and work it out. Now, you know, a lot of people say, too, I'm back to Miss Nicki Minaj and, honey, and Miss Cardi B. Now, Nicki is a little jealous, probably, of Cardi B. Because, you know, baby, this girl, honey, she's supposed to be the queen bee. You know, she wants it to be all about her. But, you know, Miss Cardi B is on the scene. I hope Cardi B well. Hopefully she stays, you know, on the scene for a little while. She got, what's his name, Offsetting as her man and stuff like that, child. And, you know, she done took him back after he done cheated on himself. So, but I don't believe that, you know, I don't give second chances and what have you. But my thing is, child, Miss Cardi B, honey, I think she should have waited a while, honey, you know, and just work it out. And, you know, honey, and let Offset wait a while before she decided to lay him back in her bed. Because I could say this, honey, girl, there's a lot of other pieces out there that this girl could have. But I know she decided to, you know, go back to the piece she's familiar with. Because a hoe is a hoe. You can get with the hoe across the street that's a garbage man, or have your millionaire hoe, and they both hoes, honey. So I guess you get with the familiar hoe, honey. But nevertheless, they together, she with him, honey. You know, girl, okay. You got it. But y'all need to stop, honey, no, I'm talking about Miss Monique, honey. First of all, honey, hey, I like Monique and I like Steve, too. I used to work for Steve, honey. I worked for Steve before I worked for Ricky. But my thing is, though, honey, you know, it's like she said, he should have called her. Steve could have called her. If he's her brother, he should have called her and let her know, you know, hey, this is what it is, honey. You know, we're going to work this out. I need you to not talk about Oprah and let it be, honey, and, you know, just work it out. But she did it her way, and since it was her way, that's the way it goes, child. Okay? That's all, honey. Yeah, honey, and all this, you know, these girls do, honey, love them some Black Nana. Speaking of Nana, Miss Lopez, honey, that's Jennifer Lopez, honey. This girl was on Ellen, baby. And Miss Ellen, you know, do that little thing, you know, when you know it's like a truth or dare thing. So she asked Miss Lopez, girl, what you like about A-Rod? And you know, Miss Ellen, honey, she messaged her. You know, she said, girl, Miss Lopez said, oh, I like his abs. We like, girl, yeah, you like his abs, all right, honey. So she didn't want to say what she really liked. So Miss Ellen said, girl, honey, so she reversed the question to Miss Ellen and said, girl, Miss Ellen, girl, what you like about J-Rod? And Miss Ellen said, God, I like his penis. She said, even though, honey, I don't like it, but, you know, honey, she said she like his penis. Now, y'all know Miss Ellen, honey, you know, she was just joking. Honey. She was just getting Miss Lopez, honey, to go ahead on and say what she like, girl. But this girl, honey, you know, she played it out with child, look, honey. Miss Lopez, honey, this girl, honey, like his penis. She said she like his arms. She said she like all that, child. But I guess, child, honey, this girl, honey, come on, honey, just keep it real. They didn't like your performance, honey, at the Grammys, honey, with your little Motown thing. So, honey, but Miss Ellen didn't want to ask that girl about that girl because, you know, she felt, you know, well, you know, J-Lo, honey, we don't want her to little finish, child. But, girl, this girl, child, honey, we gonna keep it, honey. How y'all say it? 100. Yeah, we're going to keep it 100, child. But it's all good, honey, in your hood. So it is what it is, child. But I'm still saying, honey, I don't mind Miss Lopez, honey, doing the Grammys, honey, with her performance. I mean, I didn't mind. It was cuter, Rich, after I went back and watched it again. But, girl, they could have just had a girl of African descent. You know, maybe they could have put one in Vogue. Or they could have gone back and got Kiki Wyatt. Or they could have got John Kia, somebody. They could have got anybody, honey, that was of African descent to go ahead and do a tribute to Motown. But they got Miss Jennifer Lopez to do it, y'all. And, you know, the girls were a little upset. So that's the way it goes, honey. You know, I just, you know, I don't understand it, honey. But it is what it is, you know. Now, yeah, now y'all talking about baby Miss Cardi B, honey, with that thank you to Tom Petty. Girl, Miss Cardi B need to get together, though, chick, honey. I understand, girl, she's a millennial. I know this girl's new on the scene and things, girl. But, bitch, when you talking about, honey, you want to give a shout-out to somebody that's dead, baby. That ain't cute, girl. That really made you look, that's not a good look. Girl, how dare you, girl? That you like me shouting out, honey, girl, to Whitney Houston. I mean, girl, no. It's just not a good look, child. But she did what she had to do, child. We ain't heard no backlash yet, honey, because these girls like, child, we're going to charge you to the game, honey. This girl was happy. But happy had nothing to do with it. You know, it just didn't. She should have known the thing, honey. Now, Smokey Robinson, yeah, we're talking about that tight-faced bastard. Now, I love Smokey, honey, because he was a miracle. But nevertheless, Smokey Robinson, the only reason why he giving Jennifer Lopez all this goddamn shout-out, because think about it. He's shouting out to Jennifer Lopez, baby, because, honey, first of all, this baby was all up in this girl's face, honey, with his old ass, honey. She probably put his blood pressure up, honey, and made him have a little erection. And that's probably why he was all happy for her, because she was all up in his arms, honey. But my thing is, honey, he know damn well better than that. He knew better than that, knowing that Miss Jennifer Lopez was not the ha-ha child. So how could he do that, y'all? My thing is, honey, like I said, anybody could have done that tribute. They could have found anybody, y'all. But they did that, honey. It's just not a good look, honey. Stokey. I mean, Smokey. So, but I'm having a great day, so, honey. You know, and everything is good, honey. Yeah, he had a, you know, Smokey had surgery. You know, when you have surgery, baby, they have your face tighter than a cat's ass. And, you know, they say it's tight. I don't want to say nobody else's. Yeah. But, anywho, I would love to. You know what? Wendy Williams, honey. You know, I feel bad for Wendy, honey. I really do. You know, I would love to fill in for her. I mean, I think I would do a great job. But now, this is the deal, y'all. I mean, I love Wendy. Don't get me wrong. I watch Miss Wendy every day. But I'm thinking, honey, it's not only, honey, just some personal thing. I mean, you know, medical. I think Miss Wendy may be having a little bit of personal issues going on up in there too, child. I feel so sorry for her, honey. You know, because Miss Wendy is a good girl, but child, you know, like the old folks say, baby, wherever there's a little smoke, there's some fire. There is definitely some fire, y'all. There's definitely some fire. So, but we're going to keep Wendy lifted up in our prayer, y'all, honey, because we love Wendy, y'all. Yes, we do, child. And it's going to all be good, honey. Yes, it is, honey. But let me see. I talked about Damon Dash and Jay-Z earlier. Now, y'all know it's rumored, honey, that Jay-Z and Beyonce, honey, they said this girl, honey, may be, you know, filing papers for a divorce. I don't know. I think Beyonce loves him, but she haven't been seen for a while, honey. Her mama just recently had a birthday party, so I think I did see her at the birthday party, but I didn't see Jay-Z. But, child, you know, honey, it's definitely, honey, that it just seems like, honey, you know, something ain't right. Something ain't right. Because, honey, when this girl here, when Miss Beyonce, honey, ain't seen, and Jay-Z ain't seen her, and Beyonce remind me of a distressed wife. Or how they call it, child? What's the word I'm trying to find for her? She just seemed distressed, honey. Because every time you see this girl, you know, it's just something that just doesn't seem right. But nevertheless, honey, she just, honey, don't seem right. And I just think her and Jay-Z, honey, is definitely going through a little bit of something, honey. I want to be right because, honey, we want Beyonce and Jay-Z to stay together. We still haven't seen them damn twins, and they must be shaping their heads or something to make them look cute. Because them twins, honey, Roger and Dodger, what's their name? Rumi and Sumi, you know, something like that. Well, anyway, Suri. Rumi and Suri. Yeah, we haven't seen them, honey. They ain't made an appearance but maybe one time. We need to see them, child, because something ain't right, child. Something ain't right. When you don't see them babies, honey, that means something ain't right. Because usually people quick to show their babies, child. And, you know, we ain't seen them, honey, in a minute. So I just know what's really going on, honey, with Rumi and Suri, honey. So this girl needs to come on with it and show us them babies. Because we love the babies. And Jesus loved the little children, honey, of the world. All the children of the world, honey. Red and yellow, black and white. They're precious, honey, and in Beyonce's sight. So we just need to see them, honey. I want to see little Roger and, little Rumor and Suri. Cause we've been saying Blue Lily for a while now. So, you know, let's just call it like it is. Okay. Now, let's talk about Gucci. Y'all know now, T.I. said, honey, protest Gucci. Because, honey, he said, because Gucci had blackface and they did this and that and the other stuff. Now, a lot of people say, honey, they ain't getting rid of their Gucci. Now, what's his name? Stephanie said, honey, he Floyd Mayweather, baby, he went to the Gucci store, honey. He said he ain't about to get rid of his child, honey, because he loved Gucci and he ain't getting rid of it. Well, my thing is this, child. And what's his name? The guy on Shark Tank, Damon, the black guy, he said he not, first of all, the blackface, he said like Katy Perry's shoes. He said Katy Perry's shoes, honey, were not blackface. So he's giving a seminar on blackface and what blackface is, child. And he said it's definitely not Katy Perry's shoes. And he said as for Gucci, honey, they do stuff like that, child, just to startle y'all and stuff like that. But my thing is, honey, I mean, honey, you know, if I'm going to, with my Gucci, honey, my thing is, if T.I. is willing to give me back my coins, honey, you know, for the Gucci that I have, child, guess what, boo? They could take it back. They could take it back, honey, because guess what, honey? I am not, honey, opposed to that. Just give me back my money, because, honey, you dumbasses, Gucci just said, oh, y'all want to burn up y'all Gucci and get it back? It don't matter, bitch. Y'all didn't pay for it. So it's already paid for, so they don't give a damn. They don't care. So, honey, my thing is, honey, so you can stop wearing it. You can go on break for 3 months like it's on probation. Because, girl, he said give it 3 months. Girl, that's 90 days. So that means you're on probation, honey, to wear your Gucci. So, child, girl, you know, it's just, yeah, Kodak, honey, he said, child, y'all overacting, child, honey, man. Yes, you know, and that's a good girl to, if you don't want your Gucci and don't want to buy that, girl, don't buy it, baby. Go get you whatever your heart desire, baby. Go to Goodwill, honey. I love Goodwill. I get my Goodwill, honey. And, baby, you can also find Gucci at Goodwill, boo. Make no error, niece. You can't find it there, honey. You just go ahead on, honey, and go ahead and do whatever your heart desire. But T.I. said, bitch, give it 3 months. So he said 3 months, honey. Nah, just 3 months, 90-day probation. Enough time to learn somebody. Or you can go, just go get yourself and put some jeans on it. Yeah, oh, 50 cents, put this Gucci shirt on fire. Child, please, bitch. Gucci, 50 cents went to the damn, honey, consignment store, baby. Or he went to, there was some fake shit, honey. He burned, child, please. He's a Negro. Negro don't burn Gucci, honey. Don't let them sit there and fool you, honey. They work too damn hard for it. Ain't no way in hell to do it. And if you give it to the damn homeless, it doesn't matter. Somebody gonna still be wearing it. So, there you have it. But anyway, I digress. Yes, honey. Yep, I love the Goodwill, bitch, honey. I love it, honey, with all my heart. And so let's see. What else, child? Now, this is something else. Now, I tell you, some of these things, honey, that's been going on, it's just really, honey, especially with, what's his name, honey? Thank you, girl. Now, they say Gucci man going to change his damn name. So that means, girl, he going to cut his whole head off, y'all, honey. Yes, ma'am, baby. That's my shirt. That's my shawl, bitch, and it keeps me warm. Mm-hmm. Yep. That stands for Gary, bitch. Make no error. Make none. So, yeah, but Gucci man ain't changed his damn name, honey. So he ain't gonna change his name, child, honey. So y'all better, honey, recognize, honey. Y'all better, honey. Thank you, bitch. Nah, Miss Jamie. You gotta say that, honey. Let me tell y'all something, honey. You gotta get, honey, Gucci inspired, bitch, okay? Y'all need to get everything inspired. That's all, honey. You need to get it inspired, honey. And when you get it inspired, honey, you ain't got no problems. None. Showed on. Nah, you definitely don't, honey. But, you know, this is a very sad commentary, honey. I got to pull this thing up because, you know what? I'm a little upset, you know, about this stuff, honey. And I'm going to tell y'all about it in just a minute, you know, because it's just really done. Oh, yep. Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, now somebody said, baby, ain't said nothing when Beyonce goddamn it went blackface with that coat, honey. So, but we just gotta pray. Now, this is the deal, y'all. This really hurt my spirit. Social media is, damn it, taking over the damn world, and it is ruining people's lives. Everything don't need to go on social media, y'all. Everything does not need to go on social media. Because let me tell y'all something that really hurts me. And I'm going to talk to her about this shit because I don't like it, Candy. I love Candy, dear, and I love Todd equally, honey. But did y'all see what in the hell Candy said, bitch? Did y'all hear what she said? Candy said, y'all, that she loved to fart in Todd's damn face, bitch, during sex. Did y'all hear that? She said she liked to open her asshole wide open and fart in Todd's face. He likes the aroma. What in the hell is the world coming to? Y'all can't tell every damn thing on social media, honey. You cannot tell everything, honey. I have a friend who had a friend loved him to fart in his face, you know, and stuff like that. But it's just ridiculous. It said, honey, now, they said, Candy explained, y'all, that one time she accidentally pooted in her husband's face while they were being intimate. Candy told her husband, I farted in a man's face before. It's so embarrassing. Tamar Braxton, who was one of Candy talking to her, what did he do? Candy explained, y'all, that Todd, he laughed. You know, when you come into that moment of climax, you can't really control yourself. But there's more. Candy also claimed, y'all, that after she and Todd laughed off Candy, they resumed intimacy. Could y'all imagine, honey, farting in some goddamn body's face, honey, and you have and then having still having sex? I don't even talk about no butt jokes or none of that. I know damn well, honey, I'm not gonna just do something like that, honey. When I was in a relationship, damn it, your ass didn't even see me go to the bathroom. So you thought, honey, I had a colostomy. Because, honey, I was not going to the bathroom. You know, because that's just, No. Especially when that's your moneymaker. You definitely don't want to do that. But I didn't. But could y'all imagine, do you do that? That is just blatantly nasty, honey. She said that recently, honey. That is recently said, she said that, honey. You know, the poor, you know, and then after, Lord have mercy. It's just something, honey. Just listen to it. She was on the show, honey. You know, she was on the show, that show that she's on. Whatever the name of that show. What's the name of that show is? Big Brother, or whatever it is. Yes, it's disgusting, honey. That's just nasty. And I just, you know, yeah, private business, exactly. Honey. You just can't tell everybody that, honey. I know they say men like to be with a honey, a woman, honey, when she's on her cycle. You know, because they say, honey, if you could do it through mud, you could do it through blood. But, you got to keep to yourself. But everybody's not keeping everything to themselves, though. So, I guess, would y'all do that? Would anybody fart on their mate? Or, you know, plug mucous membranes, a.k.a. boogers, on their mate? And then he lick them off? It's just too much. It's too much. You know, it's very gross, honey. You know, we are doing too much, honey. We are doing too much, people, honey. Y'all got to get it together. You know, it's just too much, so. But if that's what you like, though, do you. But, no, I don't think that's a good look, honey. It's just too much. Too much, honey. So, we just gotta pray, honey. And, you know, it's just prayer. And, y'all, while y'all praying, honey, don't forget to pray, y'all. It was reported, y'all, pray for Khloe Kardashian. Yes, y'all, they're saying that Khloe, honey, is single again. Tristan didn't love her again. You know? Baby, they say this girl's single again. My thing is this, honey. These girls get with these guys, doggone sports players, honey. And so these damn black boys getting with these tramps, honey, and they having babies with them and stuff, honey. And then they don't want to stay with them because they realize, you know what? I need to go back where it was blackhead. Well, if I was a black woman, I would take their asses back, honey, because I'd be like, no, honey, I already know what you like, honey. You don't like me. You just with me because, goddamn it, I'm the reject. You want to do the white woman, honey, some good white pussy as y'all say. And honey, you got her. She had a damn baby for you. And now I gotta look at the baby every damn time I think about your black ass. I don't think so. No, I just wouldn't do it, honey. Too much, child. No. So, R. Kelly, honey, is the only black man, honey, that liked black women and stuck, kept with them, even though they were younger, honey. But, because at that bath, had one white girl up in that little house, honey. He'd be in the pen right now. But he decided, honey, it's just not a good look. So I'm going to leave Megan alone and continue messing with Keisha. And that's what he did, honey. You know, so, but it's sad, honey. We just going to have to keep Robert in our prayers. So where he at, child? Because I ain't heard from Robert in the wing scene, honey. So I guess he was trying to go, you know, across the seas, baby, to Australia, honey, and try to perform. These girls say, honey, these little girls are not going to be peed on, honey. You're not coming. So, baby, they put Miss R. Kelly back on her plane, child. Say, girl, going back to Chicago, honey, where the girls are frozen. Oh, honey. It's sad, but it's real. Yes, honey, it's definitely real, honey. So, anyway, I digress. Let's get back. Now, let's get back, honey. So, yes. So, anyway, child, honey. My face, I had a bump too. It's sad when you're trying to be peering and see Jesus' face. Bumps get in your face, honey, so I don't know. I had to get a baby diaper, a pissy baby diaper, and wipe my forehead because they say pee from a baby's diaper, honey, clears your skin. So I guess I had to go ahead and find a baby to pee and do my hair to a child. So, but speaking of faces, y'all, they say Miss Tiana Taylor, this girl got her new face, child. I guess after her husband allegedly cheated on her, she didn't want to look like herself no more, child. But we just got to pray. But I know Tiana, honey, didn't do that because this girl, honey, she, you know, is a good girl. She would never do nothing like that to her face, honey. So, oh, yeah. No, she wouldn't do that, child. Michelle Williams. Y'all know Michelle. We all love Michelle, honey. They say Michelle back with her peaks, honey. She with the pastor, but honey, I don't know. If she with him, that's good. She loves him. And he loves her back. When I met him, they were both real sweet together. They made a good couple together. So, you know. Everybody needs love. We all need love, honey. I need love. You need love, honey. Everybody needs love, y'all, honey. I told y'all, honey, Miss Wendy Williams, honey, this girl, she was spotted, honey, they say in Miami the other day with one of her good Judys. They say, honey, one of her girlfriends were out, honey, shopping, honey. They said Miss Wendy couldn't be bothered. So I'm sure whatever the deal is, honey, Miss Wendy should be coming back soon, though, child. Hopefully she come back because we love Miss Wendy Williams, and I watch her every day. So I love her, and I love her show, but I still think, you know, she may be going through some things, honey, you know, at home, child, you know, honey. How these men do, that's why I say women, don't let your husband, honey, if y'all ever get a job or anything in the entertainment business, don't let him be your damn manager, bitch. You don't let no man, your husband, be your manager, bitch. He's stealing your money and screwing other goddamn women on the side. No, ma'am. Don't be stupid, child. Don't be stupid, honey. Y'all get somebody else to manage your damn money. My thing is, you can put all your money in your aunt. Just give me all the checks, bitch, and I'm going to write them out and pay everybody I need to pay. But, honey, you don't let your husband be your manager. Too many girls that got robbed, honey, by their husbands. Are they daddies? Hey, look at Beyonce and they had to fire Matthew, child. Matthew, honey, alleged, honey, look, he had other women on the damn side. He was happy because he ain't never had that much money before. You know, when nobody had that much money, they go crazy, especially the damn man, honey. Pussy thrown at him left and right, child. He going to take it. And he going to take it with your money. So, be your own manager, honey, or get somebody that you can trust. Get your grandmother, honey, to be your manager. You just tell her to tell the people, give me all the checks and we're going to put them in the bag for Quick Quick. And you let somebody else, honey, manage you, but you manage your own money. So, honey, you don't, you do not let somebody manage your money, child. You're crazy. No, ma'am, man, that's what's happening, honey. Hell, Melba Moore was on Unsung. Her husband managed her damn money. And, baby, that's why this girl's bitch okay now. That's why this girl broke. So, child, don't do it, honey. Don't let them manage your money, honey. No, ma'am. Nah, and Miss Mary J. Blige, too, child. Look at poor Mary J. She got her a new piece, though, baby. They said she got her African man, honey. They said she took one of the girls from Real Housewives of Atlanta, man, honey. Because, you know, all those girls had African princes. So they say Miss Mary got her one now, baby. So, hey, I guess it's something about those African guys, honey, that the girls are liking. I don't know what it is, honey, but maybe it's the way they smell. They say some of them don't put deodorant on, allegedly. So maybe they like that smell, child. I don't know, honey. Or maybe, honey, it's their kickstand. I don't know. I guess, child. So, you know. I guess, child, honey. That's right, bitch. Don't even put your husband on your bank account, child. Honey, you have your bank account, he have his bank account, and we got our bank accounts, honey. Men steal. That's right, baby, they steal, honey. They'll steal your blind child. You better watch them, honey. So, I'm just saying. And maybe not all men. Let me not paint men with a broad brush. Not all men. But just don't let no damn man be your damn manager. How about that? He can't be your manager and your damn husband, honey. No, ma'am. No, ma'am, honey. So, that just can't happen, child. Mm-hmm. So, that's just the rumor. So, somebody said, baby, they like African men because they got big wankies, honey. Girl, look, honey, they got some Africans, honey, with some small wankies, child. I don't believe that, honey. Not all Africans, honey, are hanging you. Like they be saying, all black men are, child. Child, y'all better, honey. Don't be crazy, honey. Y'all been got home, girl, honey. And honey, he been to pull his drawers down, child. You be like, girl, is that it? Is that your eye? So, honey, honey, don't believe that. So, y'all been tricked too long. Been tricked too long, honey. Mm-mm. Yes, child. But anyway, honey, I don't know, what is going on? Oh, now we talked about, you know, people are still talking about Jesse Smollett. Yeah, we talked about Jesse earlier. We just gotta pray for Jesse, because Jesse, honey, needs prayer right now, because these girls trying to trap him, trying to say, honey, that all that wasn't true. Because this is what somebody was saying. Somebody said that Jesse evidently, honey, got with some white guys, honey. These were some freaky white guys, allegedly, and said that those guys, honey, everything, something went right, and they said they put the noose on his neck, and they said, you know, when people are freaky, they have freaky sex, and they put, you know, a noose around your neck until you fixate, to, you know, to make you woozy. And then, honey, you know, they bump you real hard, honey. You know, bump you real hard. And then, child, honey, you come back to life, child. So they saying that, so, child, I don't know. But, honey, it's just, Jesse Smollett, honey, the truth is going to come out, if there's any truth, because I'm sure he's definitely telling the truth, y'all. But nevertheless, honey, we're going to follow the story, and we're going to wait and see, honey, what comes up. Because if this girl was lying, baby, it ain't going to be a cute thing for honey. Could you imagine, baby, all the queens, honey, going to come out against this girl and say, girl, how dare you lie? They're going to say, that's the white side of you that came out, because, you know, Jesse is if I'm not mistaken, he's a biracial race, honey. So, child, they, we just got to pray, honey, just wait and see what's going to happen, child, honey. So, because it's just not a good look, honey, right now. These girls trying to, honey, say, honey, that it's a lie, honey. But I believe Jesse, honey, you know, so I believe it, so. And you know, back with Nicki Minaj, too, honey, with the stuff with her, Cardi B, honey. They apologized to the group. BET apologized. And they said, girl, we need you, girl. Come on out and perform and stop acting like that. And it's going to be all right, so. Whatever the situation is with Miss Nicki and Miss Cardi, honey, you know, and all these girls of the rap game, honey, girl, just, honey, let it go. Let it go. You know, in the words of Toni Braxton, let it flow. Let it go. Let it go. Okay? Just let it go, girl. Perform, bitch, get your check, honey, and call it a damn day, because, honey, Miss Nicki, girl, you're a cute girl, but, girl, you know, hey, you know, child, it's just, it's just, I don't know. Girl, honey. These girls say, girl, honey, Cardi B got all her real parts. They say, girl, Miss Nicki, girl, you don't have all your parts, girl. So until you get all your real parts, girl, you can't say nothing. But I know Nicki's ass is real. I know it's real. So, because, honey, it's real. And I could feel it in my soul. Y'all know it's real too. Y'all know Erica Dixon having twins? Baby, this girl got her new piece. She left Scappy. I mean Scrappy. And honey, this girl, honey, got her a new piece, honey. And she having twins, child. I'm like, girl, that's cute, bitch, having twins, honey, at this late in age, child, you know, when your other child almost grown, honey. But you know, a girl gotta do what she gotta do. And honey, these girls are having sex these days, and they're having babies for their new men. So, honey, congratulations, honey, to Erica, honey, you know. So, having a baby or twins, honey, at this age, child, you know. Hopefully he's still with you, because I think they say he is still with her, and they say he's a businessman. So, I don't know what kind of business he has. I don't know what he does. But, you know, let me quickly tell you, I hosted a reunion show this past weekend, honey, Beyond the Pole. It was great. It's about, you know, strippers and their lives and, you know, so on and so forth. But it was really nice. You know, strippers are very sweet women, honey. They were very nice women. I really enjoyed doing it with them, and they were nice, honey. And one of them let me feel her butt, because she has this new butt. You know, they got this new butt out. It's like a collagen, and it's with a saline that's, you know, the water and the silicone that's like all mixed up. But it's a real, it really feels real, real. So I was considering her, you know, I wouldn't mind having one, because it was really nice. I told her, I'm like, girl, if I had a shape like her, bitch, I would walk around naked every day, honey. Because, baby, she got the last ass, honey. But, it was a good show, honey. If y'all have a chance, go on social media. It's on the UMI channel. It's called Beyond the Pole. Great show, honey. I love it, honey. You know, so y'all check that out, honey. And that's for the person with Bow Wow, honey. Bow Wow child, look, honey. Bow Wow, honey. I don't know what Bow Wow got, baby, but Bow Wow must got something these girls can't resist, honey. But you know, they do say that big things does come in small packages, honey. And Bow Wow is small, so that must mean there's something big in the package. I don't know, but Black China, honey. This is a great experience if you're doing this Black China bitch. She didn't been through all the boys. She said her milkshake bring all the boys to the yard, and her life is better than yours, so, babe. But she got her new piece, and they're already fighting, child. So, I don't know what Miss Blue China, I mean Black China, what this girl see, child, honey, in these little young boys, child. But evidently, baby, she must be popping it on them, honey, because she gets them every week, child. So, but, I don't know, but it is what it is, child. Well, listen, I got to go feed them cheering. Because them cheering hungry, baby. And I got to feed myself, child. I don't know what I'm eating tonight, honey. I had fish last night. Don't tell nobody. But I got to go find me something to eat, child. So I just thought I would take a little time out and share with you say hi. And I'm going to just say hi to, you know, some of you. Before I go, I'm going to say hi, Jeffrey Turner. Hi, Bessie Birch. Hi, Courtney Coco. Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Yvette Dixon. Hi, Levy Lee. Hi, Sharita. Hi, Melody. Hi, that's Melody. Hi, Quinn. Hi, Mia. Hi, Nikki. Hi, Jacob. Hi, Jeffrey. Yes, hi, Crystal, honey. Yes, honey. Hi to you. And, hi, Tamara. Hi, Danielle. Hi, Beverly. Hi, Michael. Mikey. Hi, Alvin. Hi, Tamara. Oh, she's speaking back. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Vonda. Hello, Melody, honey. Hi, Stale. Hi, Doreen Birch. Hi, Hadia. Hi, Brittany. Hi, Virginia. I like to say Virginia. Hi, Tawahana. Hula Renfro. Hi, Terry. Hi, Dante, Mickey, Bessie, Quinn. Well, Quinn, go to hell, bitch. Now, you keep your goddamn rule comments, please. Dang, honey. Okay, bitch, don't turn in. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Tamara. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Ars. Hi, Tamara again, honey. Thank you. You love the sweater? Hi, Jace. Hi, Sandra. Hi, Crystal. Hi, Desire. Shalette, Giselle, Carmen, Anisha, Portia, hi, Lovey, and Testa, Crystal, Gail, Psycho, Daria, and Nicole. Hi to each and every one of you. I want y'all to have a great night. Eat Geritol. Take Geritol Complete. And honey, if you're going to have sex tonight with your mate, honey, in time for Valentine, don't fart in his or her face, honey. Don't follow Candy's rules because that is not a good look, baby. You might come up, honey, with acid indigestion. Good night.